Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the fourth and last weekend of May. Can you believe that May is already ending? In less than a month, we will be celebrating the longest day of the year. Last weekend, I finally went to see this year's Ottawa Tulip Festival. My housemate and I arrived at Dow's Lake just before sunset. It was a cloudy day, so the sky was already dark, and seeing so many tulips in the dim light was a rather surreal experience. There were less people on the venue, and in such quietness, I almost felt as if the tulips were speaking to me. Just when we were leaving, it started raining. We came across an open area with grass on the ground. There was a festival speaker playing Taylor Swift's Lavender Haze. I took off my sandals and started skipping on the grass barefoot. I felt so free. My housemate joined me, and we both skipped like that until we came to the main intersection. What magical evening have you had recently? Today, I am sharing with you a memory from my young childhood. Do you remember the time when your neighborhood was your entire world and each day was a long stretch of time? And you tried to understand everything outside of your world using your imagination? When I was 4 years old, I used to live in a community of tiny half-dilapidated apartments in North Japan. And one day, one of my friends and her family were going to the United States for a year. As a 4-year-old, I didn't really have the concept of a foreign country, nor was I able to grasp the length of 1 year in my mind. So, I didn't really get to react to the news. I wonder what memory of your childhood wonder might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. A foreign country. I am 4 years old in this memory. One day, my mother tells me that one of my close playmates and her family are going to somewhere called America. America? I repeat blankly. I have heard of America before, in the English program for kids that I watch every day on TV. But it has never occurred to me that it is a place where we could actually go to. When will they come back? Next year. Next year? That sounds like a long time from now, that I do not know how to wrap my head around it. My friend is going to America, and she will come back next year. I repeat that to myself silently, wondering what it really means. Before I know it, the day of their departure arrives, and all my friends and their parents from our community of tiny half-dilapidated apartments are standing near the community's entrance. An orange cab arrives, and my friend's family get inside. My friend takes the furthest seat, so I cannot really see her anymore. The cab starts moving, and my friend's mother and father wave their hands at us from the open window. It feels like a big scene for all of us to be gathering and seeing my friend off. The meaning of the grand farewell slowly becomes clear as the day goes by and we play without her. The next year is still far away, but I already miss her. And I keep wondering to myself where on earth this place called America is.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.